You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Carbonus, continue with Priyash from the chakras. You close with a Priyash from the Arbis, and then you close in Lagamri before you retire for the night. And doesn't it make sense? What's the last thing you do before you die? The last thing in the Vidoy, before a person's neshama departs the guf and you leave this world. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akira Shemachan, Rabbi Akiva, Racha Samachal, Fama Beis, Yaltzah, Nishmos, and the Yechon. You leave with the Shema Yisrael, and if you leave this world with the Shema Yisrael, and the verse says, the brokers of Vama Beis, that Shainas Echemishish Mamisa, sleep is 160 in the devil. Doesn't it make sense that before you retire for the night and go to sleep, we'll have a Kriya Shema? Now, just Mezikin Bedili Himeno, as the Gemara says, Kershal Shabias, you'll kill all the mazik and the ruchas ros. You'll have a gemalik metaphysical shmira, a shield that surrounds and envelops you before you go to sleep. But sleep, in essence, is 160 of the dead. And before you die, you recite the Kriya Shema. Then every night before you go to sleep at night, and experience, get a glimpse, a taste of Echa Mishisha Mimisa, you better recite that Shema Yisrael yet again. You start your day with the Shema Yisrael, you start your life speaking with the Shema Yisrael. You go over the bridge of a bar mitzvah, starting with the Mahar, passing that threshold of Shema Yisrael. Many people already at the Bris Milah, Malcolm, Shema Yisrael. And in every single day of your life, it begins with the Shema, and it ends with the Shema, and it ends Lagari with the Kriya Shema Lamita, tasting 160 in the bed. And then when it comes time, a person to pass away from this world, Yatzim Shema Sabiyachad, Shema Yisrael is the very last thing before you leave this world. It starts your life in this world and it concludes your life. Why? Because that's the Yisod of Chayim. It's all about Kabbalah Samucha Shemaim, we mentioned as well. And Gavalda Gahara, beautiful insight by the Blush of Arebbe Zechatzanik, Mekorosh Lebroch. And a safer shufa to Yisrael. How does a person start a home? We go to Parshas Kisei, not too long ago. Kisimna Bayis Chodesh, when you build a home, we want people to build a Bayis Nimma of Yisrael. What's the first mitzvah the Araisa that accompanies your new home? Kisimna Bayis Chodesh, you're going to do what? Are you going to build a Makkah? You have to build a Makkah. Right, it's the Halig of Blush of Rebbe, what a Mermedic Remes. How do you start building a Bayis Nimma of Yisrael? How do you start set off on the right foot a Bayis Chodesh? You build a Makkah. What's Makkah? The fence around the roof. Mem Ayin Kafei. Rosh Hashanah, simultaneously an acronym for what? Kabbalos Ol Malchus Hashemayim. Adds the bush of forever. Where do you build the Makkah and the God? Look up. You're building a house. You think this world is all about you. As stop being occupied with the chelek agashmi of the house. Stop being occupied with the kitchen and all the ovens and all the furniture and the refrigerator and the freezer. Everything going inside the house. Look up at the God. Look up at the roof. And then they remind you of who is dwelling above in Shmei Shemayim. The Eivishter. You build the Bayis Chodesh. And don't focus on the interior. That's for you. Focus first and foremost on the God. And make sure that he is so. The tashkit, the basis of the bias. Everything in your home is predicated essentially on what's going on in the Gag. What's the Gag of Makkah? A fence that reminds you of what? Memayim Kafei, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Hashemayim, writes the Blush of Rebbe Shufa di Yisrael, Parshas Kisitz. Beginning of one's life, the journey throughout one's life. And of course, the culmination thereof, it's all about Kabbalah's Omakush. So getting ready for the Zman when Imru Lefoni Malchios Kedisha Tam Lichuni Alecha and Melech Balaam are going to create Odom Rishit, then we have to focus in the Avodah being Malach Lebori Olam. So what exactly does that mean? I have to know the side of Malach Lebori Olam. What are we supposed to do? Writes of Shimshon Pinkus and his collected Zichus as follows. And there are two dargas, two different madrigas when it comes to Giloy Kvod Malchusu Yisrael. David HaMelech, writing in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Chavtes Yid Aleph, we read, L'cha Shema Gedulava, Gebura Vatifers, Vanetzet Behold, Kichom HaShemayim Varetz, L'cha Shema Malacha. Hashem created the world. That's day one, two, three, until you get to day six. Hashem is showing off Kiyilu Kaviyochul is godless. His Gemurah is the Pharisee's Netzach, his own. He's creating a magnificent, remarkable world. But you can't read about the Mamlocha until what? Until the last stage when he creates Adam Arishin. Because a Melech Bolam, there needs to be someone to recognize it, to willingly be Malach Lemari Olam. So now there's man. Man comes into the world of day number six, and he looks around at the Bria as Adam Arishin did, at the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh, the forefront, the forerunner of our Amunah, the Yesod of our Amunah, and he's mocking the Mori Olam Gibbal. Okay, Kabbalah Sushmayim Hashem, I accept that I'm mocking the Mori Olam. Torah is not done speaking. Adam is here and he's Makir the Borei Olam. And he has to recognize nothing's going to happen without davening. Adam has to be Makir to listen, Shulah Yashomim. Rashi embraces prayer based on Sakai. Based on the Medrash, we need Adam to be Makir the Borei Olam. Recognize it's all Noveh, it all emanates from him. And then he davens. Okay, so I daven, I have to be a Mesmalel. Moth is the autumn and he davens and the rains come down and now the trees sprout Persian blossom. There's a world, fruits, vegetables, gemaldic. Okay, he's done. He only passed Madriga number one, being Makir, the godless and the mamlucha of the Abish. And now what the Torah continues speaking. And Bracious Prag Base Pasik Tesbav, a short while later, the Torah says that Adam Rishon was placed into Gan Eden to do what? La'avda u'l'shomra. It's not enough to say, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm going to daven, I'll be mispellel, it's what? La'avda u'l'shomra. And the Akut Shimoni and Akev says, the other Zutav of the Shomra Elo Mitzvah, and the Zohar HaKadosh makes it clear as well. You have to do the Mitzvah Sase, the Mitzvah Sase. It's not enough to say, I'm in Eved Hashem, I'm going to die in Hashem, I'm your servant, you're in the other one. But what you going to do about it? Similarly, you come out of a triumph. You no longer have Vodim to power, you're a Vodim to Hashem Yisbarah. Writes the Maralmi Prague. In his Geburah Hashem, which two mitzvahs were Klai Yisrael given Kino in order to even get out in the first place, Bris Mila and Karban Pesach. Why two? Writes the Maralmi Prag, Bris Mila, and echo the Chizkuni in the Sforno Parshas Lech Lecha. How Bris Mila is that figurative branding, the same way you brand the sheep and say, this sheep belongs to me. How the men were to engrave into their anatomy, it's a physiological makeup of who they were. They're going to engrave and embed into their goof a reminder that says, I'm branding myself with Eved Hashem. That's Bris Mila. I belong to God's army. I'm a member of God's team. I'm Malkin the Borei Olam. Paro's not my ruler. My Melech, not my Moshe. Who's my Melech? There only is one Melech. The Melech, Malchi, and Malachim. Says the Mara, you did it. Bris Mila, good. Get out of the time. No, it's not enough. This was the Maya. You need side of that Pesach together with the Mila. What do you need on Pesach? Very good, the Maharal says in Kavuras. I'm a proud member of God's team. I'm a proud member of the Jewish people, Kivaldik. But what are you going to do about it? You have to now make yourself an Eved Hashem to the world to show that you're being Mekayim, the La'avdo, the Shomra. You got to do a Maisa Avoda, bring a Korah Pesach, shift a Korah Pesach, eat a Korah Pesach. It's not enough to proudly declare and say, okay, I stamped myself, I'm a member of the team. Oh, what am I going to do about it? God says life is not just about recognizing it. That's stage number one. There's an Am, a Melech below Am. The Am recognizes the Melech, the Makkah, the Bori is Baruch. Hakavaldik now the world recognizes as a Melech, but you got to serve that Melech. You have to get involved and engrossed in the Avodas of Melech. That's the Abdul Hashem of Rishis. And when we press the reset button and create the Am, the latest Am is the Navi, metaphorically refers to the Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, the reemergence of a new people, of a new beginning. It starts with that, Bris Milah. You're an Eved Hashem all over again, but it's not enough. Korah Pesach, do the Avodah, the Avodah L'Shomra, and do one, make yourself a Merkava for the Giloy Kodi Yisparach, that the world could look at you and say, wow, that's an Eved Hashem. Internally in your machshava, you might think of, oh, the guy recognize the Bori Olam is the Bori Olam. Intellectually, Hashem among you. But it's got to translate into Maisa, Kabbalah, Sumchu Shamayim. Has to be something that then gets down into the world of reality. It's not enough to believe that God's the Melech of the world. If he is the Melech, then you got to serve him. Then you got to be Mekai and fulfill the Avdol of Shomra. You have to do the Tzayim Mitzvahs, the Mitzvahs Haseh, the Los Haseh. Give that carbon and show Hashem his love that you're acting daily as an Eved Hashem. The Avdol of Shomra all over again. So to write Sir Pincus, Kabbalah Sum Chushamayim is simply an intellectual exercise. Ah, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to say my tefillos. It didn't stop there. What do we do most of the day? We're engrossed in davening. And Hebrew Lefonim Achiyas Hashem, I'm doing my tefillah, I'm saying my psukim. It's not enough. You have to take on Kabbalah. You have to take on something that's going to take the intellectual exercise being Malach of Ariolah. And you got to translate into the Maisa when Rosh Hashanah is over. When we pass through it as Sesame Tshuva and we walk beyond the Yom Kippur, what Kabbalahs do we have that always remind us day in and day out that we were Taka, Emesdik, what did we do, Lamaisa? It's got to translate into Lamaisa. It's got to translate into everything I have, everything I do, everything that makes me tick. It's all about serving the Borei Olam. Not simply davening and saying psukim. Not simply intellectually being mekabel the machus of Hashem Yisborah. It's got to translate into Avda U'Mashara, into Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Slus Saseh, into actual practical Kabbalahs. I got to take on something. I have to demonstrate that I really want to be an Eved Hashem.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Husband could say to his wife, honey, I love you. He could say it many times a day. But if he never buys her favorite chocolate bar, never sneaks a car underneath her pillow or into her purse, never goes out and surprises her, spontaneity, never does something that shows that I really do love you, then what is it? At the end of the day, it's just words, and it is important. You have to say I love you many times over. But you got to do something about it. Yaakov Weinberg's that Zatzal used to stop a bocher and even your Golites in the hallways of Yeshiva's name Israel. And he would say, "New, how many times did you say Shema Yisrael today?" So a bocher makes a cheshvan. I said it in Kabbalah and Shacharis and Myra last night, Kriya Shema Mitzvah, 3-4 times. He said, "That's it." This is our way of saying we love the Boreal and we love this Swiss, the golden opportunity to be in Eved Hashem. Why only say Shema Yisrael 3-4 times a day? Say it many times a day. I say you say Shema, so you say 4, 5, 6, say Mr. Shema. What are you doing about it? There have to be kabbalas that are constant reminders that say I'm taking on something that I'm always going to remind myself day in and day out that I'm an Eved Hashem. When they ask for my name, Simon, what's the talk list? What is driving you? What makes you tick? What's the driving force in all your Amaras Hashem? And Rav Aaron Leib Steinman would say, my goal in life is to be a Merkabah. That I want that all the people could look at me and say, this is an Eved Hashem, and I'm being Megala, Kodi Yisburch, and disseminating it to the world. To be a Merkava, Yuma, Peifava, and Aleph, that people could see you walking down the street and say, look at how he or she dresses, he or she talks, he or she acts. They don't know what you're thinking. Hashem is the Choker Leib, Bochin Klai, Syria, Yitzayin. They want to know what you're thinking, Ivan, in your mind. You're thinking, I'm an Eved Hashem, Hashem is the Melech. It's got to be Lemaisa. How do you dress? How do you walk? How do you talk? How do you open up the door for other people? How do you say thank you? Are you living a life as an Eved Hashem that says that I want to be Megala, Kodi, Yisburach, in the Olam HaMaisa, not simply in the realm of Machshava? This is a time to attach it to the Olam HaMaisa. That's when the Olam HaShomer mandates to go from Darga number one and be Megala, Kodi, Yisburach, not only recognizing it and not only letting it stay and thrive in the realm of the intellect. It's got to go from the intellect down into your yadayim and ragayim. It's got to translate into action. Rosh Hashanah writes her pink as this, we press the reset button. We messed up perhaps different times this past year. We're starting a new year, a new Zmanadim Malach of Uriola. So intellectually, we got to turn on those light bulbs inside our head and say, Hashem, I'll see the psukim. I'll recognize your mouth just like them before I know it. Blow on. You need me to recognize that I'll see the Shema Yisrael. Many of the psukim are mafias. But what? Don't leave a Rosh Hashanah without the Kabbalah's Maaseis. That mandate to kind of make it real, kind of make it come alive. Sure, you'll remember an amazing gematria. Rav Avram Shor is Lekach Balibu, Parshas Vayigash. I shares that we know the meaning is when we say Shema, we take our hand and we cover our eyes. It's based in review to Hanasi, the Rosh, the Meiri, in the beginning of the second parak of Brochus, the Banu of Yagim on the base. Rabbi Hanasi, Rabbi Hanukkah, when he was Makabal, Omcha Shemai, my consecration of Kriya Shema, he lift up his hand and cover his. Perhaps the Phineas Nighting, one of the many reasons we cover our eyes. Because every day, every moment of Kriya Shema, we give ourselves a chance to press the reset button. What happens when you cover your eyes and you can't see? It's Kiyimu, you're taking yourself from a chai to a mace in a dark samachdala to a base. Hasumas choshuk kameis. Hey, Mister, I'm going to leave this world. I'm going to then open up my eyes, start the world again. The beginning of this world, the beginning of my world, is a world of one. I'm going to be Malach Yu, Mister Zayam Tchilas Malsecha. I'm coming out of new when I learn to speak the first words my parents teach me. Shema Yisrael, my bar mitzvah, the first mitzvah, Shema Yisrael. I build a house, Omach Shemayim. I pass away from this world, Shema Yisrael. My life is dominated by Shema Yisrael. Hey, Mr. I'm going to cover my eyes. I blind myself momentarily. Take myself out of this world, reveal my sight. I'm coming alive. I want to press the reset button once more. I'm ready. Kabbalah Shema Shemayim. But Rav Shor added a fascinating gematria. Take our hand and we cover our eyes when we recite Shema Yisrael. The Gemara shares with us in Ksuvos the time of the Chema days, that the femurs have, quite appropriately, different names, noting the different five femurs. This is the Godel, this is the Etzvah, the Amo. Amo is measured from the tip of the longest finger to the bottom of the elbow. This is the Komets, the Kemitza, measures, starts the measuring of the Kemitza by the cover of the Mipah, and this is called the Zeres. Five fingers, if you take the Gematria of Yah, Ayah the Gross says, the hand is called the Yah, because the Yah is Gematria, Yud and Dalet 14. Interestingly enough, the Gross points out the 14 joints in the hand. So you take the Yah, Gematria 14, and the Gematria of the thumb, Godel, the Etzvah, the Amo, the Kmitza, and the Zeres, add up the names, and what do you get? 1,118. And what do you think exactly is the Gematria of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? 1,118. Hey, Mr., I'm going to take my eyes. All of me belongs to you. How does that make any sense? I thought Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Sokoshwa. What does that have to do with my hands? What's this message to be gleaned from the actions of Rebbe? Of Yudah Nosi, Shema is an intellectual exercise. I'm a Kabbal intellectually, Omoch B'Shemayim. Because it's deeper than that. La'ov do l'shomer means working the land. Working the ground, taking your Yadayim, Yadaisa, taking the clay Misa, and saying, oh, Kodesh Baruch, I'm not just going to serve you intellectually with my mind. I'm going to make it come down to the Misa. Already, Rabbi Huda Nosi, I was one for Leda of Kodesh, a song of Etzat, Misa of the Mala. He raised his 10 fingers, and Rabbi Magolia says, what did he do with his fingers? He used his fingers to write the Mishnah. He spent his life out taking his fingers, his clay mice, his yadayim, the isa, and he spent all his days writing down all of Shas Mishnayos. It's not enough to believe it and know it intellectually in your heart of hearts and in your mind. You got to make it a mice. Kabbalas Masiyos, the Avda Ulashon. You have to take even the Adayim and make that a part of what it means to be an Hashem. To serve the Ribbono Shel Olam not only with your intellect and not just with your heart. To serve the Borei Olam with your clay mice. To serve the Borei Olam with your hands, with your feet. Make it to a Maisa. Make your Kabbalah Suh Hushamayim a Maisa. Rosh Hashanah. And with the funny mouth is, yes, indeed, that's step number one. And the Malkia got Lucy Yisparach, Malchusa Yisparach. Amam Lech Hashem, very good. That's gracious, very base, Moshe he made you have a rock of a Malala. A speaking spirit, you're dominating, it's Gavaldik, and you're engrossed in davening. All day long, Rosh Hashanah. Amam Lech Hashem, yes, it's your birthday. But you don't stop there. Moshe Tez Vavim, that's it. The Avdol Lashon, I want you to go into Gan Eden. I want you to go into my garden. I want you to work it. I want you to work it. I want you to guard it with your feet, with your arms. I want you to use the arms and the feet not to go against my will by talking off the gathering the taina, the fruit from the forbidden tree, and then eating it. I want it to be what? I want it to be eat up the words of the Torah. I want the mitzvah sasseis, the mitzvah sasseis. Make it to the Maisa. And the Avodah going into Rosh Hashanah is, hey, Mister, I'm ready to be Malach like never before. I'm ready to press the reset button. I'm coming back into the world. A new lease of life, a new clean slate. I'm going to be engrossed all day long and sing Sukkim Amalchias, can you set up Choni Aleichem? And I'm going to blow the shake for my breath of life right back to you. But what? It's man. When you're making these are the days to think, okay, comes Rosh Hashanah. I don't want it to stop there. I want to get to the higher Madrega of the Avdo Lashomer. How am I going to make it real? How am I going to carry my Rosh Hashanah with me as I go beyond the Asursimi Tshuva? This is a time, these few days, what little Kabbalah's Masis can I take on Rosh Hashanah? What little things can I implement into my daily routine, my daily life? Another 5 minutes Seder, another reminder of what? Extra Seder, 10 minutes Rosh Hashanah, 10 minutes Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, 10 minutes Shor Mitzvah or Shush and Pikas. Enhance my davening. I'll come early. I'll stay late in davening. I'll do an extra mass of chesed. I'll make sure to take on 3 chasam every day. Something with some reminder that says, Avishkar, I'm not simply believing in you. I'm not simply knowing you're there. And you're the omniscient, omnipresent Bariolah. I'm going to make you a lamaisa. I want to serve you in the little things that you can take on the Kabbalah's Masiyas. It can't stop as the proud proclamation. Then I'm going to be in Eben Hashem. How are you going to make it to a Maisa? It's not enough to have a Brisvila and say, look, my book highlights, I belong to you. Kara Pesach, you have to be in Eben and do a Maisa. Be Matu of Kara Pesach, Zotu Marana. It's not enough to say you're in Eben Hashem. You've got to go out and do the Eben and make yourself a Merkava for the Shechina Merkava that others can look at you and say, hey, look at how he or she acts. Look how they walk, look how they talk, look how they talk. Look how they do chesed, look how they learn. Look how they highlight the malchus and the Bariola day in and day out. These are the few days remaining in Chodesh El. Ani l'dodi v'dodi lei. It's all about a marriage. It's all about me for my beloved and my beloved for me. It's all about I love you is not enough. If you never buy the jewelry on the birthday, on the anniversary, on the Mother's Day, you could say I love you a million times every day. Where are the lollipops? Where are the chocolate bars in the purse? Where are the little gifts and the Hallmark cards that you sneak under the pillow? It's little things. And the little things is one wife once told me, Eitan, you can give me all the jewelry, anniversary, the birthday. It means much more, that card that comes spontaneous. That little gift that says you're thinking of me. The last few days of Elul, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, think about what Kabbalah's Maaseh is. What small little metaphorical hallmark cards are you going to send to Boreal? He doesn't need the big things. The big things we got to be doing all the time. Davening, learning, of course. But what little things am I doing to enhance that? What little ways am I finding to sprinkle into the course of my daily routine that says, Hashem, I don't just love you. I want to serve you. I want to give you all my myself. I want to take out the time from my busy schedule. I want to give it to you. An extra Seder here. An extra Maisa Chesed here. An extra new Gemach that I'm starting here. The little things that remind our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochu, that I'm a proud member of the Jewish people and I want to act that way, live that way, day in and day out. The Kabbalah's Maaseh is planning right now to be ready for the Avdol Shomra of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, the Yom HaMelucha, of all later the Tov, and the wonderful night, and the Ksivah, and the good convention, Yal Rabbi Nivagosh.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.